Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, January 29th, and I am reading from the New International Version. Today we pick up in Genesis chapter 25, verses 1 through 18, Psalm 50, and we'll read half of that, and then Mark chapter 12, starting in verse 13, and we'll go through verse 27. The title for Genesis chapter 25 is The Death of Abraham. Abraham took another wife, whose name was Keturah. She bore him Zimram, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shuah. Jokshan was the father of Sheba and Dedan. The descendants of Dedan were the Asherites, the Letushites, and the Lumites. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Elda. All these were descendants of Keturah. Abraham left everything he owned to Isaac, but while he was still living, he gave gifts to the sons of his concubines and sent them away from his son Isaac to the land of the east. Altogether, Abraham lived 175 years. Then Abraham breathed his last and died at a good old age, an old man and full of years, and he was gathered to his people. His sons, Isaac and Ishmael, buried him in the cave of Machpelah, near Mamre, in the field of Ephron, son of Zohar, the Hittite, the field Abraham had bought from the Hittites. There Abraham was buried with his wife Sarah. After Abraham's death, God blessed his son Isaac, who then lived near Beer Lahai-Roi. This is the account of Abraham's son Ishmael, whom Sarah's maidservant Hagar the Egyptian bore to Abraham. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael, listed in the order of their birth: Nebaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael, Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedemah. These were the sons of Ishmael, and these are the names of the 12 tribal rulers according to their settlements and camps. Altogether, Ishmael lived 137 years. He breathed his last and died, and he was gathered to his people. His descendants settled in the area from Havilah to Shur, near the border of Egypt, as you go toward Ashur, and they lived in hostility toward all their brothers. Our second reading for today is Psalm 50, and according to my Life Application Study Bible, the theme of this psalm is the contrast between true and false faith. God desires sincere thanks, trust, and praise. So today we'll only read verses 1 through 15, and then tomorrow we'll read the rest of the psalm. A psalm of Asaph. The Mighty One, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages. He summons the heavens above and the earth, that he may judge his peoples. Gather to me my consecrated ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, which are ever before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens. For every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the creatures of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. As we turn to Mark chapter 12, verses 13 through 27, I just want to remind you that the Pharisees and the Herodians, the teachers of the law, all of those who are in opposition to Jesus are trying to trap Jesus in his words. So they're coming at him with lots of different questions. And I just love how Jesus responds. The creator of all things puts them in their place every time. Let's start with verse 13. Later, they sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians to Jesus to catch him in his words. They came to him and said, "Teacher, we know that you are a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are, but you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay or shouldn't we?" But Jesus knew their hypocrisy. "Why are you trying to trap me?" he asked. "Bring me a denarius and let me look at it." They brought the coin and he asked them, "Whose portrait is this and whose inscription?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then Jesus said to them, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's?" And they were amazed at him. Then the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him with a question. "Teacher," they said, "Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife but no children, the man must marry the widow and have children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first one married and died without leaving any children. The second one married the widow, but he also died, leaving no child. It was the same with the third. In fact, none of the seven left any children. Last of all, the woman died too. At the resurrection, whose wife will she be, since the seven were married to her?" Jesus replied, "Are you not in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When the dead rise, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. Now about the dead rising, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the account of the bush, how God said to him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the living.' You are badly mistaken." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Sometimes when we come to God's Word, we need to ask the question, what needs to change in me in light of the stories I have read? And so today I've just written down a few things that we could perhaps see in ourselves that we see in the Pharisees and the Herodians and the Sadducees. God calls us to be a people of integrity and to rid ourselves of hypocrisy. He calls us not to be doubtful, but to have faith. And oftentimes it is pride and deceit that gets us. The Sadducees thought they knew the answer to the question. They thought that they could trick Jesus or that they could catch him in an error. But Jesus saw through their trickery, and he sees through ours as well. And so I just want you to contemplate in your life an area where there might be pride that needs to fall away. If you've been deceitful, that you could ask God for forgiveness from this, that he would rid us of hypocrisy and help us to be a people of integrity who are hopeful for the future that we will enjoy with him, because he is the God of the living, and we, when this life ends, will go to be with him forever. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for being a God who keeps your promises. Please help us to keep ours as well. Please rid us of hypocrisy. Lord, you know I often worry about my prayers. I never want to be more on fire for you on this podcast than I am in the quiet places of my heart. Lord, help us all to be genuine in our pursuit of you. I pray, Lord, for the pride that's in our hearts. Lord, that you would really rid us of that pride and help us instead to be a humble people and servants of all. Lord, thank you for the reminder that you are the God of the living. As we go about our day, whatever comes, Lord, help us to have hope in that reminder. And we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.